what we know is that this is a document that has been written in competition to many documents that are meant to denigrate our President Tsvangirai. There is absolutely no logic in that document. It's 8 pages long, and the moment you write a legal argument which is 8 pages long, we say that you are losing the case. The issue here is that President Tsvangirai and the National Council sat together with 142 people and they made a decision. And the decision is that there are serious allegations being raised against our Deputy Treasurer General. We did not want to come to conclusions about those allegations. We therefore referred him to the independent disciplinary tribunal made up of 3 lawyers who are outside the MDC so that he clears himself. This is what our constitution says, Article 12. It allows us to suspend our member and refer him to the disciplinary committee. The disciplinary committee may find him innocent, may find him guilty, or may try to impose a less penalty. That's up to the disciplinary committee. But people must subject themselves to the laws of the party. This is what we mean by rule of law. Rule of law means you must follow your laws, you must answer your charges, and you must clear yourself.
Is the party going to take any action against Mr. Nkwananzi over this document and also the Secretary General, Mr. Tendai Biti, over his press conference on Friday?
Firstly, let me deal with our Secretary General. Our own considered opinion is that the press conference was held in a moment where our Secretary General must have been angry and frustrated. And therefore, it was a press conference that, in all fairness, he probably regrets. But our Secretary General was emotional, I think. But after everything is said and done, we know that when he cools down, the good lawyer in him will come out. He's an intelligent man. He's a very, very good lawyer. And when he cools down, the good lawyer in him is going to come out.